Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome back to episode 3 of Church Connect, the podcast. And we are so happy to have you back. Right now, I have with me my handsome, my husband, Minister Mark Situt, who's with me. And he's going to introduce himself to you guys, to all that's watching, and take over from here.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mark Situt. It's a pleasure for me to be able to share that episode with my wife. Before we even start, I want to take a moment to acknowledge her. From the bottom of my heart, I want to say it in front of everybody. I'm so proud of her because a lot of time as men, specifically black men, one thing we fall short is to figure out a formula to be supportive. Supportive sometimes doesn't mean that you always have to do with finances. You don't have to be doing tax in the home. It's not shopping. It's not doing laundry. But a lot of time, it's also to maneuver, to find a balance, how you can support your wife through their dream. Because just the fact that you married doesn't mean that your personal goals or your personal ambition should put to the side. As a married couple, there's things that you're going to do. It's going to be done as a unit.
Yeah.
But also there's things that you're going to be done. It's going to be done as a personal. It's like you're going to be you. You're going to be the front of it. You're going to be the person in charge. Just because also the vision doesn't come from you, doesn't mean that you cannot support. Not everything God going to reveal is going to come from the man. But also the fact that you have a partner, God might give your wife the dream. And also you as a man, you gotta go before the Father, find time and to pray and to understand why that vision, why your wife, your partner feel like it's important to do certain things. For me, I'm so blessed to have her in my life because I say this, for me, it's not an everyday thing to find a woman that not only understands you, but love you beyond who you are. It's very rare. It's not about the money. It's not about anything else. It's through the ups and downs when you know that person has your back 24/7. It's a God-given gift. So I want to give her flowers for never give up, never stop, trying to find a way to start with the project. And now that's the birth of it. And I applaud her because the fact that she being also obedient to God. Because through our obedience, God will move mountain. And also, order will be blessed by it.
Okay, babe. I was not expecting that today. But I really appreciate it. I love you. And I appreciate the fact that you do support me. And that you're here with me.
Yes.
And pushing me into what God is asking of me to do. So yes. I appreciate it, babe.
Pound.
Always. All right, guys. So honestly, on this episode, we really just want to hear from him. I want you to hear from him and his perspective on the reason why this podcast was started and some of the reasons why it may have not been started, right? I gave you my perspective. And I want to help leave you with a tip in light of this week's nursing week, as well as we're both in the healthcare field, it would be our duty to leave you with a tip.
Yes.
So I'll be doing that at the end, but I'll let him kind of share with you the perspective.
Yeah. Why now? Mm-hmm. That's the main question. In all fairness, I believe 4 years ago, it was 2019, right before the pandemic, and I remember vividly. At the time we were in courtship, my wife came to my home and she said, babe, I want to record. And I was like, why you want to record? She said, no, I will tell you after. She gave me the phone and she's standing, I believe, in the hallway and she recorded a sermon. Mm-hmm. And she told me that sermon gonna be for a podcast. I said, babe, I understand what you're saying, but the only problem, it was the quality of the video. And I'm saying this to for one personal reason. It's quality. I believe I said that multiple times when I'm in church. It's not per se about the quantity. Mm-hmm. It's about the quality. Everything God gives us, He gives us the best. Also, if we want to offer something to God, we got to go over 110. So the quality at the time wasn't the best quality. Not because the idea or the vision wasn't the best vision, but the quality wasn't the best quality. So we were on a courtship. We was trying to get to know each other. One thing led to another. We get engaged. We got married. And throughout the 2-3 years, we're trying to figure out what we want to do and to get to know each other better. There's a lot of things that we needed when it comes to logistics and other item that we need to start the podcast. My wife already purchased everything. It was a leap of faith. She purchased everything. We put it somewhere in the house. And every day we keep looking at it. And I think sometime this year, it was so heavy on her. And it was like, it's like if she don't do it, it's like she there's a piece of her that missing. So she decided to go live and to record. And the whole podcast for me at the time, I didn't see the full, comprehend the full vision of it.
And he was telling me that too.
So, and when I do pray about it, and I say, God, why a podcast? And just I mentioned in the beginning of the video, just because you didn't receive something doesn't mean that it's not God-led, it's not what God wanted in the season. Your job as a man or as a woman, it's to be supportive and the best way you can and trying to understand why, the reason why behind the vision. I can honestly testify, it was a God-given vision. And through prayer, I felt at peace at it. And also I said, you know what, babe? I think we waste too much time. It's time to just start it. And she did it. She did it, and I'm so proud of her and also for being obedient to God. Because a lot of time, when we're being disobedient, God also sees it as a rebellion. Mm-hmm. And there's a scripture, I believe she was preaching about it. I never seen a scripture. And he said, when we're being in rebellion, God also view it as somebody that practice witchcraft. I was shocked. So it's very important when God tell you to do something, not to delay it. Because when he give you a vision, it's not only for you. There's also soul attached to it. There's a niche for it. There's a platform for it. There's people that you're going to fashion and condition their heart and their ears to receive whatever you put inside of you. So my whole perspective about the podcast, I support it 100%. And everything that we have to do, we're not just doing it to do it. We're not just doing it for likes. We're not just doing it for the view, but we do it because I believe and understand this is one of so many things that God required from my wife and also for required from our marriage. Because through the podcast, through being open, to being obedient, certain people might come across the video and you might be blessed by what God allows us to share with you. And also it's going to take a lot of consistency and a lot of prayer to also, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to figure out a formula that's going to work, that's going to make the podcast relevant and also different from other podcasts. So that was my whole take about it. And I'm happy to be able to be here with you guys to be part of episode number 3.
There's so many things that he said that I'm trying to like, when he's speaking, one of the things that you'll notice a lot is that I do minimal interrupting. There are times I want to, but once my husband is on a go, once Minister Mark is flowing and he wants to drop the gems, okay, he's going to keep going. And I try my best to just allow him to flow in that space. And that's really important, right? But I did want to say, when I tell you, when I recorded the video, and at this point, I'm going to put it up. Yes. At this point, you guys need to see what others have saw. And like I shared with you in previous episodes, only about 1 or 2 people actually saw this video. Yes. So I was even planning, because I would, like he said, I was just getting an urge, like I need to put something up. Yes. And I shared it with one of my closest friends. And she was just like, no, this is like, this is not you. This doesn't speak to who you are. Right. It doesn't speak. I know what you can do. I know your nature. The quality is not good. Yeah. And this was something, like I told you, I already heard from my husband. I heard it from my mother. And I was discouraged at that time, knowing that God is purposing me to do this. And I just know that there's a lot of word and a lot that he wants to share. And like I say with you, this is a journey. It's a journey not only for myself or for Mark or for us. It's a journey for all of us. All of you who are watching, you're going along on this journey with us. And I believe in this season now, God has a lot that he wants to say. And we just want to make sure that people are being edified. It is easy to get carried away and say, I want to follow what we were saying earlier. We want to follow a trend or follow a way of doing things. Yes. It's easy to want to get lost in that. Yes. But that's not why we do anything. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if it was up to me, and I'm sure he can attest, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be in front of a camera doing this right now. So that many others would be subjected to their opinions and their ways. Because the minute you release something, everyone has access to it. Yes. They're subjected to their feelings about it. So this wouldn't be us. But when you do act out of obedience, like Mark said, there's something else on the other side. And I believe it's a breaking both ways. So it's a breaking for us. And it's a breaking for you. And ultimately, the whole goal of anything we do in life is so that God can meet us, right? So that he can meet us in the middle of our interactions with others, in the middle of what he's asking us to do. And we are able to see the benefits of that action steps that we take in obedience. Yes. We really do. And whether they're grand and sometimes they're small, but you do reap the benefits when you are obedient to what he's asking of you. Yes. But when you delay, it wreaks a lot of havoc in your life, and you'll find yourself hitting against a wall until you actually listen and move in the direction that he wants you to move in, no matter what that looks like. I'm just really happy to have him near me, and I'm just really happy to get moving with the podcast and to see what God is going to do. So many great things that are going to come out of this. We do intend to have other guests coming along board. You are going to get a special drop video, an additional video. All of you to remain blessed and continue to strive in your walk with Christ, because there is so much that he has to say, so much he wants to do in this season, right? Yes. So much. We talk about that all the time. Like there's so much that he wants to do and say in this season, and we just have to be sensitive to it. Yes. He's able to use the same saints of now to allow for an encounter and experience amongst all in the church, amongst all, even at work, amongst all in your settings, wherever you are, he's able to meet you and use you. It's really about the condition of your heart and how open you are to allowing him to flow through you in your life to create impact. Yes. All right. However that looks, but creating impact. Yes. I want to make sure we are leaving you with a health tip and making sure that maybe we could give two health tips. I could give one, you could give one.
Yes, sure.
Like, I can give a health tip, you could give a health tip.
Can I go first?
Okay, go ahead.
For my young married men, and also I want to say happy Nurses Week to all the
happiness.
Nurses that we have in this field. I know it's since the pandemic, you guys been working very hard to keep the patient safe. It's very important to make sure that while you're providing care to a community, also you take the time you can take care of yourself. And for Black men, I would say a lot of time, we don't necessarily pay attention to a lot of things that's going on in our body. But as you're getting older, it's very important that you pay attention to certain signs, to certain things that's going on with you, and to make sure that physically, mentally, and also spiritually that you fit into also to keep doing what you're doing. Because the reality is, you never know, man. We live in a time where back then, you know, when you're older, it's the time that, you know, everybody expects you to probably pass away. But now, we live in an age where everybody at any age, man, you can be here today and you're gone tomorrow. So life, it's a gift, it's a blessing from God, and also tomorrow is not promised to no man. So it's very important that you check and, you know, make sure you take your vitamins, make sure you take whatever you have to do to keep yourself fitted. And also it's very important that we go to the gym, we do exercise, we practice, and we make sure that we fit. And also listen to your wife, to be honest. Listen to
our wife. I guess that's
wife.
A health tip.
Listen to
that's
your
wife. That's a good
wife.
Health tip right there.
I'm a testimony from
your whole please, health fellas, would be...
Listen, man, you got to listen to the wife, man. They have a gift, man. Certain that things helps. They tell you, you're going to go a long way. That's my tip for you guys. Love you. I appreciate you all.
All right. He gave y'all, for the fellas, he gave y'all a whole heap of tips, okay? But I think out of all of that, definitely listen to the lady in your life. Even if that's your mother right
yes.
now,
yes.
that's still a woman that has the authority over your life, yes. you know? So right now. So definitely listen. but what I would leave you guys with is the importance of sleep, because we live in a society where we have to be on the go. Life makes us have to be on the go, and it almost feels like we don't get a chance to just pause. I know a lot of us like to think that 5 hours of sleep is good, 4 hours of sleep is good, 3 hours of sleep is good. I'm doing this for the Lord. And there is a scripture, even when I was in ministry working, I carried it with me that even if I wasn't getting this sleep, that God could lengthen my sleep and my hours of sleep and make my body feel renewed and refreshed to keep going. But there's a component that I want you to think about, the rise in Alzheimer's dementia. Mm. And because I work with that population of people, one of the things that I screen for all the time is the effects of sleep apnea on their brain, right? Because with sleep apnea, you're not getting the oxygenation that you need at night to go to your brain. Because when you're resting, I said this before, things are dying and things are living. We're constantly dying and living. Like cells are dying and then new cells yes. are being made. So yes. you need the time to rest. Sleep is very important. And it doesn't matter your age. As you get older, it becomes even more vital. So if you're my young adult, you're in your college years, you're about to graduate high school, I want you to understand the value of sleep and making sure that you have that time. It's okay to be outside, but you want to make sure that you're really maximizing sleep time and developing healthy sleep habits. So minimizing stimulation at least 30 minutes to an hour before bed, for some people a little bit more. You want to minimize spicy foods, avoiding things that are more irritable to your stomach because it might keep you up a little bit more before you're actually able to go into your initial sleep. Also making sure that you are doing what you need to do when it comes to hygiene, right? Because hygiene also plays a big role in Alzheimer's dementia. And one of the fun facts is that oral hygiene was also linked to development of Alzheimer's dementia. So you want to make sure that you're practicing brushing your teeth day and night. I get it. We're tired. You just want to knock out and go in the bed. But tartar develops. Different things develop that you don't need to have. You have to understand that our mouths are dirtier than a dog bite.
Wow.
Like a human bite is actually more dirty than a dog bite.
Wow.
So you may not consider that, but it's true, right? So our mouths just have so much bacteria. So it is important for you to make sure you're developing the right sleep habits, develop a pattern, even if you need to schedule time to rest. I'm telling you, after 10, I think my bedtime, honestly, I get tired. Like I get a second tired like 9:30, right? But bedtime is like before 10:30. It got to be before 10:30.
So
there's a vital need to rest, and there's a vital need in making sure that your oral hygiene is on point, because I don't want you guys developing anything that's leading close to AD, which is Alzheimer's dementia. We want to knock against the walls of statistics over our lives and make sure that we are doing what we need to do. Knowing the information and doing it is really important.
Yes.
So making sure as believers, we're doing what we need to do when we learn the information, and the rest is up to God. But if you're not doing it, you know information is being passed on to you, you know it's important to be healthy, eat healthy, sleep, do what you need to do, listening to those that are around you, and you're not practicing it, then how can God enter? Because you're not listening to that. You know, so that's one avenue of Him reaching you. So hopefully the health tips were helpful, and we can't wait to see you again in episode 4. And don't forget that I said you're going to get a bonus episode, okay? So stay tuned for that. We love you. Bye, guys.